Hi everyone, welcome back to the potty. It's Kale and I here, even though Kale thought we were recording tomorrow, but we're actually recording today, so.
No, because I woke up this morning and I saw the text that you had sent after midnight last night, and you're like, "Want to record tomorrow?" And I was like, "Okay." And I just didn't see that it was like said yesterday or whatever. So I was like, "Okay." But I do agree that after midnight texts, like referring to tomorrow as that current same calendar day, are valid. So I don't want to dismiss that by any means. And I just wanted to say, I'm here, I'm ready.
And I'm glad you pulled through.
No, because Sarah, you kept texting me like, "Okay, so 5 p.m.?" Because I didn't respond, and then you're like, "Yeah, 5 p.m.?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then like 5:07, she texts me and she's like, "Ready," or she said "Prêt," which is ready in French, and I was like, "Ready," like ready, and she's like, "Anyway, long story short, I'm not just going to sit here and talk about what you texted me because this is a podcast and that would be lame." However, how has your week been, Sarah?
My week's been very good, Kale. I mean, it's good, but I had to work all weekend and that was not fun.
No.
So, it's been like a midweek for me, kind of. But one of the highlights of my week was when you did bring me cookies and fun dip. So, thank you for that.
Oh my gosh, no worries. Like I wasn't really in Miramichi a whole lot, like just being up river, so I figured I'd swing by with some cookies just to help brighten your week. Your mom Somebody, it's so interesting. Before I'm not gonna get right into the topic yet, but I just wanted to say that like it's interesting the different opinions that people have. Like your mom's like, "The cookies were," you texted me, "the cookies were so good, Kale, with a glass of milk." And I was like, "Okay, slay." And then your mom texted and she was like, "The cookies are so good, Kale, with tea." And I was like, "Chocolate chip cookies dipped in tea? I don't know." But I guess in my mind, I was thinking of like the tea that I drink, which is like peppermint tea or something. But like hers is just like, does she have any milk or anything? Do you know in her tea or?
I think,
Okay, so it wasn't just like black like tea.
No.
I was like, I just couldn't imagine chocolate being good in that. And your mom was texting me. She was like, "Have you never tried like coffee and cookies?" I was like, "I don't think so, honestly." Like, I guess there's a whole hot beverage cookie trend that I'm just gonna have to get all up on. And talking about different opinions and experiences, we thought it might be fun today to explore. We had a really fun time last week doing it, actually, and we always do because we're opinionated people, but we don't like to show it often. Not really, but like we do.
We do. Well, it's like
We're kind of like we let others take the lead. Like I'm not.
we're like surface level, but it goes a lot
No,
deeper.
like I tell people, I'm like, I don't like politics. Like I think it's kind of whatever, not my thing. But at the same time, like I get so heated about politics. Like, so I don't know. It's funny. Not that this is political by any means. Literally, it's not at all. But Sarah sent me a list, actually, from gamesforesl.com. What is ESL? American Sign? Oh, no, that'd be ASL. European Sign Language.com. No. Just E.
Games for ESL.
EducationalStudentLearning.com. I don't know if it's okay anyway, but we just found a list of fun debate topics and we thought, like, let's go over a few just to see.
Oh, it's English as a second language.
Oh, really? Okay. So these are like, so should we like do them as though we're learning English?
Yeah, I think so.
Just read everything really slowly and pronounce everything bad? Just kidding. Not, no shade to the people learning English, but Sumer is. Just kidding. Trying to think of anything else to get off my chest. Nothing. I always say get off my chest. It's like I'm gonna one of these weeks I'm just gonna confess to murdering somebody.
Honestly, yeah, you say that every time and then you never have anything. Not that
No.
it's like a bad thing.
You never have anything to get off your chest, Kale. Come on and stir the pot with some juicy gossip.
I mean, I don't either.
No, because it's just been another week, The sun has come out. I almost started singing the Annie song, and the sun will come out
I was literally thinking that.
tomorrow. But the sun has come out, and so with that, let us come out with some fun debate topics. Sarah, do you want to hit me with the first one?
So the first debate topic,
No. Listen, don't let this like set the tone for the episode because we have some interesting ones as well. I mean, this one's
yeah,
interesting. This
it's
one's
really
interesting.
cool. So, the first topic is summer better than winter? Agree or disagree?
Okay, my instinct, I don't know. I think personally I prefer summer, but it's not talking about preferences. Is it better than winter? Well, it kind of is,
Well,
but
pre your preference is kind of your opinion in a sense,
at the same
so.
time we have to argue that summer is better than winter, not like on a personal level. Or
Okay.
against, or
Yeah.
against. Summer is warm. You can wear less clothing. You don't have to check the weather before going outside to know if you're gonna die or not, usually. What do you think?
I think, yeah, I agree because I think people are just generally happier in summer than winter. There's got to be like some studies on that. Sorry, I don't have any resources, but I'm sure
You just roll up
there
it.
like there has to
No,
be.
of course. Definitely some of the effects on the sun and releasing some endorphins or whatever. Like, I don't know.
No,
I don't know what endorphins
releasing
are,
those
but.
endorphins. I think they get released when you exercise, which you can do a lot more of in the summer, so.
No, you can't go on runs during. Well, a lot of people do go on runs during the winter, and I'm like, are you going to break your neck on the sidewalk or what's going on?
No, because it's like.
Yeah, like, no running. I don't. Yeah, so you can do more in summer. You can, like, go. I never go, but you can go, what's the thing, jet skiing, or what's the thing where you like stand
Jet
on,
skiing.
what's the thing where you stand on skis and go on the water?
Jet skiing.
Is that what it's called? Okay.
I don't know, but I think so.
Yeah, you can
Jetpack
jet, you could jetpack joyride. You can subway surf. You can temple run. All those fun things in the summer. So, oh my God. Yeah, and I mean, I would go devil's advocate and talk about some good points for winter. We do love winter, but I think that our argument is made,
It's
honestly.
made and because winter sucks.
No, like, who cares if Jesus was born in winter?
Winter sucks.
Just kidding. Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. No, I think studies show that Jesus was actually born like in February or something, so, which is still winter, but I don't know. Not that it's about Jesus here. We're talking about summer and winter. I just didn't want the Pope coming for us or anything. But I was born in July, so kind of. And you were born like, no, May is not summer. What is
May
summer?
is a
June
spring.
21st? Yeah. Anyway, that's fine. And I would love, I love that. I love that. Shall we go on to the next one? That sounded so like.
Okay, let's move on to the next.
That sounded like so like done. Don't I know ever heard that one, but
No, but okay. Go ahead.
would you like to live forever?
This one's hard because one side of me wants to say yeah, because just like being around the people who are in my life forever sounds like a really pleasant thought. But I'm also just like so curious about what happens when you die.
Yeah, no.
Because, if everyone's like, oh, heaven is a place on earth with you, then does that mean heaven is better than the place on earth with you? That didn't make
What?
any sense.
No, that literally, you literally contradicted yourself there, I think. Because if heaven is a place on earth with you, meaning that heaven is the experience of living on earth, then therefore heaven is not.
I'm trying to say like I want to know the difference.
Oh, is there a heaven that is better than the heaven that is
The play
a
is
place
there
on
a
earth with
heaven
you?
that is there a heaven that is better than the heaven that is the place on earth
No, because
with
I think that's a perfect episode title, honestly.
you? I was just
That is such a good song as well. Like, shall we do an a cappella version real quick? Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Oh, heaven is a place on earth. Oh, only you. I think you were singing it with me in time, which will show up in the recording, but right now the lag was so intense that I was like, just. I was singing while you were 3 seconds behind, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm not gonna make it through this chorus." But we did it. Okay, I agree with you on that one, Sarah, because I am really big. I'm a stickler, as they say, for a good time, and the only good time that I've ever known. I guess when I think of it in my head, I can compare my life before living, which is nothing. I don't remember anything. To the life that I live now, which I really thoroughly enjoy. And I wonder to myself, and I sit there and I ponder, well, is
Is God one of us?
it, like, what if God was one of us, just a stranger on the bus? Like, no, like, 'cause yeah, no, I was just gonna say, like, what if there's nothing, before we were
Right.
born, and
Right. Yeah.
or what if we're just stardust, or like, what if we join, what was that movie I was watching?
Annie?
Oh, it was Ghostbusters. It was Annie. No, I was watching Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters. Really good movie, by the way. Go watch it. I'm not sure if you're a Ghostbusters fan, but like, it's quite entertaining.
I'd watch it, yeah.
No, did you watch Ghostbusters Afterlife?
No.
Okay, well, you should watch that one
Wait, I
first.
watched something with Ghostbusters.
Did you watch like the one with Finn Wolfhard from Stranger
They were
Things?
like, no, I don't remember, I don't know, but they were like taking over New York City or something.
Oh, so like the original.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Did you watch it a long time ago, you mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I just watched it in theaters. Imagine. No, there is stuff to do in New York than this new one, though, but it really ties. You should just watch the whole series, honestly. Quite a good.
Okay.
That's my weekly
I will.
film recommendation. No, I was saying that because I was watching that in theaters, and there's this one point in the movie where they discuss. I'm not spoiling anything, but they discuss, oh, like, what happens when you die? Do you just turn into, like, does your energy just like dissipate and you become one, like, you just your energy's among the stars kind of thing? Or
Yeah.
is there like actual dimensional plane where you're living and like you're this new, you know what I mean? And
It's scary.
it's scary. Even if we do, what if, even if we are like heaven is a place, I don't think like our bodies are going to be cremated or buried somewhere. And
Yeah.
what is the shape of our soul? Like, mine's probably a gremlin troll or something. Sarah, you're just like a cute, quaint little fairy floating around.
Well, I don't think so.
No, I don't know what you'd be. You're kind of giving me, I feel like it, I don't know, maybe a penguin? You're not cold,
Let's
but
hope
I'm thinking like happy feet, you know?
so.
You
Okay,
give me that
yeah.
good
I
penguin.
like
You give me
it.
that. I think that also, I'm just looking at you right now, and I'm looking at your white, not that you're white,
My
your whiteness, and then I'm looking at your black shirt and your dark hair, so it's
Okay,
kind of giving
yeah.
a bit
That makes
black and
sense.
white. You don't look like a penguin, don't worry. But yeah, no, so I was gonna say, if that's the experience of living,
A summer's day.
will it compare to a summer's day on this earth? What if we just made a mega debate topic and we just add on every single like thing that we talk about? Would you like to live forever if forever is not better than a summer's day that is better than winter? Everyone has logged off because they just do not understand us this episode. We're speaking that next level English. Like, y'all wish you could think on this level. We've unlocked a new level of consciousness. Yeah. God's about to revoke our membership. We die.
So, what even was your answer to the question?
Oh, I was saying that I'm on the same page as you. Like, I really, the
Okay.
I kind of, it's funny because I've been really not into, but like I've been really vibing with ever since I took that vampire course, just like exploring the, because I took a vampire course for all those who weren't part of my consciousness that knew that. So I took this course called Vampires or something. And we just went over all like vampire literature, and the concept of vampires has always like fascinated me. I always also think that somewhere in my brain, I just like the thought of like a Transylvanian castle and like weird mysterious happenings. But also part of me is like, maybe like vampires so much because, you know, they live forever,
Right.
and there's that allure of like, what if you could live forever? And so I've often th not often, like, I don't wake up in the morning and be like, Kale, would you be a vampire if you could? Oh my gosh. But like, would you be a vampire if you could, Sarah? And
I think so.
I mean, I don't
But
know.
it's hard because then it's like the only reason I'd want to live forever is if everyone else could live forever.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if I was a vampire, I could like bite the people I like, and maybe, yeah, maybe it would be kind of sucky that I'd have to drink blood or
Yeah.
whatever, but I could get down to it. I don't know.
Yeah,
And
I get
the
it.
vampires, they usually end up dying anyway. They'll just get a, what is it, stake to the heart? Or is that a werewolf? No, silver bullet werewolf, stake to the heart vampire. They can still die, but it's just a little harder. Anyway,
Yeah.
it's all fictional, right? So, Or nonfiction. What is nonfiction's real? Yeah, okay. That's also confusing. I'd like to know who made that the rule that fiction means fake and nonfiction is not fake. So dumb. Anyway, sorry. Sorry, fam. Shall we move on to the next debate topic?
So, should children under the age of 16 be allowed to vote?
This is a loaded gun.
I mean, I feel like I don't. Sometimes I feel like I shouldn't be allowed to vote
Well, no,
because I
yeah.
don't like. I mean, it depends, like, because, like, if you're 16, you don't really learn that much about, like, politics at school or, like, anything. So, like, how much knowledge do they really have?
And it's almost really funny because you basically have to be a political expert to understand like fully any party that you want to vote for, because you also have to know like everything else that the other parties are going for and compare it all. And who has the time for that in this economy?
It's a lot. It takes a lot of
I
work.
barely have time to work in this economy, let alone try to change this economy through politics.
That's so true.
You know, where
I
the
guess, yeah, I guess I'm gonna, I guess I'll just say, like, no, they shouldn't be allowed to vote. And I'm only saying that because, like, I feel like they just don't have the proper knowledge it would take to be able to vote. Maybe some of them do. I don't know what they do on their free time. Maybe they are into politics and that's great, but they can. I just, yeah.
No,
I
it's.
shouldn't have been voting at 16, so.
And you weren't, I don't think. Or can you
No,
vote?
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
No, you can't. I'm saying, like, if I could have been, I shouldn't have been because I didn't
Yeah,
know anything about
yeah. I thought you meant like you somehow secretly got around it. You were like, I shouldn't have been voting at
it.
16, so.
But there I was.
Confessions. Oh my God. No, I'm with you on that one. My initial thought was, okay, well, what if their parents who like force their kids that they're like, come on, Johnny, Samantha, Junie, Ashley, Robert, Baisley, Baxter, come on to the toll, like they're all 3 years old. Not that like somebody has octuplets or something, and then they force all their children to, you also are what you eat. And I feel like
What?
no, not that, but I'm using that metaphorically to say
Oh, okay.
you are what you ingest. And I feel like children are so moldable, not
No,
physically,
yeah,
but
that's true.
impressionally. So I do believe this is that next level English, everyone. I do believe that, yeah, if the votes could be heavily swayed because of people being children being uninformed, also, and adults being uninformed, but also, you know, the pressure of the adults on the children to vote a certain way. So yeah, I'm comfortable at it with it being 18. Am I? I don't know. I feel like it's like 30, it should be 30 plus, but
Yeah.
I don't know, fam.
I feel like you should have to go in and take some sort of, like, written test, and you have to, like, score a certain thing to prove that you actually know what you're even, like, what's
Right.
even going on.
No, that actually should be a thing, because you should be like, what does this party believe about this? What does this
Yeah.
party want to do with this? I believe that. Let's storm Parliament Hill and make it a thing. We're eventually gonna have merch, and one of the merch things is just gonna be like a list of all the things that we're storming Parliament Hill for. And
My God.
I can't wait to go and wear that shirt around Parliament Hill when we're
Me
storming
too.
it. Reason number 10 is storm Parliament Hill to show off our storm Parliament Hill shirt. Okay, children shouldn't be allowed cell phones until they are over 18. Agree or disagree?
I mean, I kind of have to say disagree because I had one
Huh,
way before
yeah.
I was 18. So, but I really don't see the problem with it, I guess. I mean, everyone has a cell phone. Technology's in, it's swagged. Well, I don't know why I just said swagged, but
You're out, Sarah. You're out now.
it's
It's
swaggy.
swaggy. No, because yeah, it's 2013.
It's not, but.
I think it's hard because part of me is like, I loved my childhood that I had, and I didn't have a phone till like ninth grade,
That's
which I was
true.
still, some could consider a child, right, in high school. But there's a difference, I believe all children should have cell phones because of like emergencies and actually the ability to call if you need emergency services, things like that. But in terms of enjoying your child, and I mean, I'm biased, right? Like, I'm biased to believe that a childhood's only as good as if like if you're outside or doing things or but it's just hard because our next debate point is even going to kind of tie into this, so I won't go that far yet. But I do believe that to really get the most out of life, you kind of gotta be off the screen for a good chunk of it and connecting with others. And I think that I guess maybe the social media should be like a bit of the focus of the question than cell phones, because and cell phones inherently aren't the bad. You can text people, you can call. But they've just evolved to be these whole entertainment systems in your pocket, and you can get so lost in these worlds that I think that they cause some degree of trouble in the not the development, but in the sociability of these children. So, Kale for president, Kale for prime minister.
KL for president. What was that time that you this is so off topic, but you tweeted about shale gas and you got onto
Here's me. I was watching the news and I just saw the segment on the news. I don't know what it was, like CBC. I should find a screenshot and you can put it on the Instagram. But I wanted to see if I could get featured on the news because I just saw a bunch of people, they were just pulling tweets off of online. And so I just tweeted someone should really step up and do something about this shale gas situation, be it a liberal, NDP, green, or conservative. I literally had to Google to like see what the different parties were just so I could like write all the parties out. And anyway, there's a picture, I believe, of it like going on the news. And I think they even read it out. Kale Power says
Yeah, they did. It was so funny.
like that just goes to show.
You were like, what, like 13?
No, literally, I know absolutely nothing about politics either. So for me to say that, I just was going with the flow, saying someone needs to step up about this shale gas situation, which I know, to my knowledge, it was like I was kind of meaning something with the fracking and polluting the land, I think, which honestly someone should do, and I hope they have, which I don't think they have, but I think they've stopped fracking. Actually, I don't know. I'm dumb, and I'm going to educate myself about fracking this week. I think kids having cell phones is fine.
As
If
long as they're getting the proper childhood experience as well, then I don't see the problem.
exactly, so long as they're not, and by that I just mean not that our childhood experience was the proper one, to put it that way, but just to say, let's not lock ourselves in our rooms in the dark and doom scroll all week, all year, all life, Amen. Next question kind of ties in. Smartphones make us stupid, agree or disagree?
I feel like stupid's a harsh word. Because I don't think, I don't think that's true. I think it makes us maybe a little bit lazier because smartphones are such like a huge resource now. Like even just AI and stuff, when even like if it comes to like doing, I know it's not like smartphone, but like I don't know, technology, I guess. But some like it's also seen as a good resource, and it's like, using your time wisely, getting the help that's available, such as ChatGPT. And
Do you use that? I've never.
no, me neither. I'm just talking about like, like everyone else. Like I've just been really scared to like try it. But
No,
like
yeah.
I've heard it's a really good resource, just like
Yeah.
from other people.
No, of course. Me too. Me too.
So yeah, I wouldn't say it's making us stupid. But I feel like we have to, we don't think as much. We don't need to think as much as we used to.
Which kind of begs, which is funny because theoretically, I believe with you everything that you've, I believe with you. I believe, I agree with you is what I meant to say on every point that you just said. I think that if anything, it just gives us access quicker to technology, to information than we've previously had. And so now we don't have to study big books and do things. Yeah, like you're obviously, if you're a surgeon, you're obviously going to need to know things. You're not just gonna pull out your phone and Google like how to do a craniotomy real quick. But yeah, I think that it's great and that it just makes things more quick, and therefore we don't need to be super intellectual about everything because the vast knowledge of the interweb is at our fingertips.
And essentially, you can literally Google anything. You can Google how to do literally anything. So saying it makes you stupid is a big steak.
No, and
It's a big
a
one.
friend of mine, definitely a friend, once got cream cheese in their toaster. And they even asked ChatGPT, how do I get cream cheese out of my toaster? And ChatGPT gave them like a full step-by-step tutorial on how to do it,
Wow.
which is quite interesting. I mean, it didn't work for
That
them,
is
and it's
cool.
still, they can't use one side of their toaster because it'll burn, it'll just smoke up. But yeah, I think that it's cool how adaptable and versatile even the prospect of AI has become. However, theoretically, if we're sitting here and we're thinking, what if the grid goes down someday? What if, and by the grid, I mean, the interwebs, what will
I'll
we,
be law.
I'll be
I think
lost
we'll be
too.
law.
You know what? I went to the Nova Scotia archives the other day for a class assignment, and it was the most confusing thing I've ever done in my life. I was looking through these cue cards, and yeah, it was just interesting, and to actually have to get a book out and or like document out to research certain things. And I mean, yeah, not everything's on the internet. That's true. However, it's yeah, I guess we'd adapt. So, I'm a big believer though that if the internet went down, that the world would go into chaos because of how much we rely on it now. But I do think that we would still adapt and that we're not stupid by any means. So, yeah, take that. Take that, debate topics. Take that, English as a second language.
Okay, so moving on to more bigger debate issues.
Yeah.
So the next question we have is what is the best pizza topping? Go
Okay.
ahead,
Are
Caleb.
we excluding sauce and cheese?
Okay, I was gonna say this because I think for the purpose of the question, yeah, because cheese is
Yeah.
like what's a pizza without cheese, you know?
No,
Like,
because
so I think we should
the lactose intolerant people. I mean, there's lactose-free cheese.
there's lactose-free cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say for the purpose of the question that we can disregard the
Okay.
sauce and cheese as a possible answer.
Okay. I'd have to say mushrooms. Just kidding.
For real?
No.
Oh my God, that's what I was gonna say.
Don't ever, Sarah, I know you like mushrooms, but please don't ever. Don't
They're
ever.
so good,
They're just not
especially
like.
on pizza.
They're just weird. They're weird and slimy to me personally. And they're kind of just strange, and they don't really do much. They don't taste like much, and I know a lot of things don't, but I just don't get their purpose or the attractiveness of them.
I get it. Yeah.
However, Sarah, do you have an idea? Do you have one? Because I can't really think of.
You actually don't have an answer?
No, I mean, there's so many. Like, my mind immediately jumps to banana peppers just because I love me like a little twang, a little spicy
That's
twang.
good. I
That's
really like
good.
olives.
Olives on pizza.
It's good.
Okay, but like, what about pepperoni?
Okay, pepperoni. Like, yeah.
What about pepperoni? No, I know what you mean. Or maybe
You
the.
said banana peppers.
No, I know. I know, but nobody likes
A
olives, Sarah. I mean, a lot of people do, actually.
lot of people do. And on pizza, it's good. It's a salty, like, delicacy. Like, you know what a really good pizza topping is? Prosciutto.
Prosciutto, is that, yeah, that's like the meat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
Oh my God.
Because I like prosciutto, but when I think of it being on pizza, I think of just you're eating and then the prosciutto just makes all the toppings slide off.
No, it doesn't.
Like, is it a big, giant ass chunk of that covers like half the pizza of prosciutto?
Well, I would hope.
No, I just meant, or are there pieces that aren't gonna pull all your toppings off?
It's normally just like pieces.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know if I've ever been at a bougie enough spot like that to say that I've tried that. However, I don't know if my answer's actually gonna be banana peppers. I do like a good banana pepper on pizza moment. It actually is. It just works really well with the tomato sauce, and I like the minimal amount of heat that it gives out. Oh my God, I'm thinking of this pizza right now from Extreme Pizza. Oh my God. They're back to what I forget what our interaction with them was, just on their story or whatever they told us. They did tell us about the, oh my God, we never did talk about that, did we? On the potty?
Oh, how we, yeah, we did.
We didn't address the actual story of it.
What do you mean?
They remember they DM'd us and told us about how it was founded? Because Sarah tried to tell the backstory of Extreme Pizza, but she in an earlier episode, but she accidentally told the entire backstory of some US company. And so then I posted about it on an Instagram story, and then they DM'd us telling us about the actual story, but then we never corrected it. Hold on, wherever you are. Is that your final answer, prosciutto or olives? Or are we gonna go with a couple different ones, or?
I'm gonna say no, my answer is mushrooms. I was just throwing out some other.
You're Sarah, your answer is not mushrooms.
It is. I would put mushrooms on a pizza. I would load my pe I would put literally cheese and mushrooms on a pizza and call it like a delicacy.
But why though? I just don't. Like, they just don't have any flavor or
Okay,
appeal.
but I probably would never put banana peppers on my pizza.
Okay, well, that's, yeah. But I just mean, what does it, like, prosciutto has a nice meaty flavor, fun texture.
I like the texture of mushrooms. It's chewy. It's
That's
it has a flavor,
revolting.
like t it has a flavor to me.
Of scum. From Extreme Pizza. So I posted on the Instagram story. I posted shout out to the correct Extreme Pizza that Sarah talked about in our latest episode. We'd love to hear about how you came to be, so we never mistake you for the other Extreme Pizzas out there. They said we started out in 2004 on Birmingham Street. We were called Saluzzo Pizza back then. We changed our name a year later so we could make up new styles of pizzas. Expanded our menu to include poutines, subs, donairs, and more items. We like to create new items and take suggestions from customers. All that to say, go to Extreme Pizza. No, this episode is not sponsored. And please do not get mushrooms on pizza. Just kidding, Sarah. That's your opinion. It's valid.
That's my
No, because that is your opinion. Okay, I just yeah, I maybe I don't know. I've been trying to try foods that I don't like to reevaluate them lately, and I don't know. I'm having a hard time. The other day, I ate some nachos, and I tried to dip them in sour cream, and I just couldn't. Like
Sour cream, like, understand how
it
that.
doesn't make me like it doesn't make me gag or anything, but it just takes away. It's so. Sour cream to me is kind of just like a black hole. Like it kind of just sucks any of the flavor out, and
Okay.
it almost dilutes everything else, like in the nacho.
Okay, I actually agree with that,
Yeah.
but I like
But
it.
what because it's like, yeah, I guess, but it's like salsa almost takes away too much from the flavor of what's on the chips and the toppings. However, it's perfect for those chips when you don't have any toppings.
Right.
But then maybe the same could be said about sour cream. However, it's not for me. Although I have been digging Chipotle mayo recently. Not that everyone cares that much. I mean, I've only really had it on the quesadillas from Taco Bell. However, yeah, mushrooms. I don't know. It's a hard pass for me. Sorry, I'm just gonna cry. Just kidding. Let's go on to our next question.
Okay, go
No, I got
ahead.
it. Okay, I got it. No one should ever tell a lie. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Why?
Because, first of all, I want to say.
So, your mom just texted us actually because she can hear us talking. She can't even hear what I'm saying about mushrooms being gross, but your mom texted, "Mushrooms are gross. They do not break down when you eat them." I've had friends tell me that they did scopes and that everything was cleaned out. The only thing that didn't pass were the mushrooms. They were floating around in their scopes on the screen or whatever. I didn't know that mushrooms can't be broken down. Is that a thing?
Okay, that was definitely. I love how she says friends, as if there's 80,000 friends who've had scopes up their bum and some floating.
I'm trying to make it. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, she said they were literally floating.
Shout out to all my mom's friends who had scopes.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Anyways,
I
I don't know. I don't see that being an issue. I don't eat them that much. Like, I don't eat them like for breakfast, lunch, and
Well,
dinner.
okay, well, you're making it sound like you do. Like, if you're basically saying if you could only ever have one pizza again, it would be a mushroom pizza.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I don't eat that much
But just
pizza.
like mushrooms. Like, what if it was just mushrooms?
And cheese.
Ew, like, even that combination, like, it just doesn't seem like the cheese would stick to the slimy mushrooms. I know they're not slimy.
The mushrooms get dried up
I
with
know,
them.
but weird. Just weird. They're also kind of just scary. They have the weird, whatever you call them, underneath, like the weird flaps. And then they also, I don't know, in my head, I just think of poisonous mushrooms or like magic mushrooms and things that do bad things to you. So I guess in my instinct, like my primitive brain is thinking, well, what if you eat a mushroom and it's not FDA certified, you know?
I know, right?
And what if it just kills you?
I get
Anyway,
it.
I think it's survival instinct personally, but okay, sorry. You say no one should ever tell a lie. Continue.
No, I said that's not what I said. I said people can lie and people have lied,
Yeah.
and sometimes it's necessary to tell a little white lie.
Okay, white lie.
And I think everyone has lied at some
No,
point.
yeah, literally.
Everyone has lied. Sometimes you just have to lie.
Sometimes you just gotta lie. And I mean,
I'm not saying like big, huge lies, destructive, like messing with other people type of lies.
no. We don't stand those. But yeah, I agree that a little white lie is
Yeah.
kind of necessary. It gets you sometimes through. Although I'm a big advocate for radical honesty, I do believe that yeah, white lies, where would we be without them, you know? Even as some things like surprise parties. You wouldn't be able to lie. You wouldn't be able to surprise party.
Exactly. That's a good
You know,
point.
they don't always
Yeah.
have to be these crazy demonic things, but also if oh sorry. I'm just making a mess in my room. I should stop touching things. Yeah, I'm a believer with you. Why do I keep saying I'm a believer? I agree with you. I agree with you. I believe you. Like you're the prophet Muhammad, and I just have to believe you. Sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Any other thoughts on that one? I thought that one was kind of going to be like a longer, but I feel like it's.
Me too, but I don't really know
I
what
think it's
else to
all
say
said and
about it.
done, cut and paste, you know?
It's like just like be a good person, be honest in the truth of the honesty.
Be honest in the truth of the honesty, and
And
anything that doesn't require the truth of the honesty, you can white lie. Like if something's not that
yeah.
deep and you're considering all perspectives and you're not just saying, oh, it's not that deep for me, so therefore I should lie about it. No, consider everyone involved. But if it's like a little white lie that genuinely at the end of the day,
Yeah, because sometimes truth hurts.
truth hurts, needed something more
By
exciting.
Lizzo.
Bam bam be dum be dum bam
Mumbai.
bay.
And yeah, that's it. That's all we have to
No,
say.
because yeah. Now you can go to the next one if you'd like.
So which is the better dessert, cake or ice cream? Ice cream cake.
Oh, ice. Okay, but is ice cream cake actually cake though? It's basically just ice cream in the shape of a cake
Yeah, it is.
with a solid layer.
I'm gonna say ice cream for my answer just because I mean, I like cake, but just if given the choice, I'd rather have ice cream.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just like more option. Like there's so many flavors of ice cream. There's so many flavors of cake too, but like the ones you have access to at like, a Sobeys or whatever, it's like, oh,
Yeah.
vanilla marble.
And the thing is too that there's so many different components that can really mess up your cake. For instance, some of the bakeries, I'm not going to throw any of them under the bus because we love y'all, but some of the bakeries in and around Miramichi area will have different, buttercream recipes and this and that. And sometimes it's really just a miss. Sometimes you keep going to like weddings and stuff and they're all from the same cake company and you're just like, God, I just don't like this icing. It tastes like Retirement home.
Chalk.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, that maybe that was rude.
It tastes like retirement home.
No, but I don't know. It just tastes, and what I mean by that is it just tastes like something that older people would enjoy because of how almost sophisticated it is when I just like a good, sweet, sugary buttercream.
Yeah, that makes
Yeah, so just to validate that, you know, not that there's anything wrong with retirement homes. Love them, love them. I do agree. Ice cream is better. It's refreshing on a hot summer's day, although I kind of hate eating ice cream in the summer because of how it melts. Lately I've been a big fan of, you know, getting your ice cream in a dish with the cone on top kind of thing, because I do like a good cone as well. Love to eat a cone, but I hate when it drips down your hands in the summer and it's all sticky everywhere. And you just want to throw your cone in the ditch. Do you agree? Or you're sitting there like I just told you the meaning of life.
No, I do agree. It was just a lot to take in, but yeah, no, I agree. I hate when the ice cream melts.
Yeah, but there's.
Get it in a dish. Dishes are in summer 2024.
No, because, yeah. But yeah, I think that there's.
Paper dishes, that is. Save the planet,
Of
folks.
course, of course. Our paper comes from trees. Oh, well, never mind. Wood comes from trees too. Isn't that funny that they're replacing plastic with like wood? And I mean, yeah, I get it's because it'll break down, but you need to cut down more trees to get paper and wooden utensils.
Yeah, that's
Anyway,
true. Can't win
it's
them
like
all.
deforestation or microplastics. I don't know. It's the big debate. Okay, yeah. Ice cream cake is just it's good, but it's mid. Ice cream is never really mid. Except for the tiger stripe. I'm not a fan of the orange and black licorice combination.
I don't know if I've ever had that. Probably
Yeah, well, you don't
not.
want to. You don't want to. Like the Chapman brand tiger stripe or whatever it's called, tiger ice cream. Ugh. Gross. Okay. Humans are the most dangerous animals. This is so like so 180. Humans are the most dangerous animals on the planet. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree with that statement. Humans can kill. I mean, animals can kill too,
Yeah.
but humans can cheat and manipulate and torture and assault and verbally abuse, and the list goes on and
And all
on.
I'm saying is that no other race on the planet has built bombs and bombed other countries.
Exactly. So yeah, I think it's a pretty, my answer is pretty solid, and I'm saying
I
yeah.
believe I think so too. And I think that it really just comes down to the difference intellectually, because animals are kind of just if there's an immediate threat, yeah, go after it, whatever. Or if I guess if we're thinking danger, maybe yeah, they're gonna go after food. But when it comes down to it, there's no really other species other than humans that dwell on things that get butthurt, that get enraged, that are so politically organized and so up everyone's asses that just that's like my new saying. I keep saying it every episode is up each other's ass, but it's so true. Everyone's up each other's asses.
That's
But
true.
you know,
It is true.
it is true. But people are just sitting around plotting and thinking and scheming and hateful and animals, a lot of them, most of them, 99% of them are all peachy keen and living their best life, or at least just surviving, you
Yeah.
know? Like, think about dogs. Like, yeah, they can be dangerous if they're not trained properly, whatever, whatever. But at the same time, a dog is so carefree, so innocent, so amazing, so cute, you know? Yeah, so dogs are so loving, so thoughtful. So are all animals. Humans just really miss the mark on the kindness scale.
They do. They do.
Yeah, I think we're on the consensus there, honestly. Did you want to read the next one or?
Aliens may be living among us. Agree or disagree?
That one's a hard one.
I feel like, I don't know. I guess I'll say disagree. I feel like there's not really enough
But
evidence
maybe that's the
to back that
point.
up, I guess.
Maybe that's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
Are you under the illusion? I don't know.
It's.
Keep going.
I don't know. No, I was just gonna say, like, I don't have any re I just, I mean, you're right. Like, I don't have any reason to believe they're among us.
Among us, that is so true. I mean, yeah, I like to be a little skeptical about things around me, though. So I'm like, what if the possibility that they are out there? Because there's a fun philosophical thing that suggests that we can't say that something is false unless we're able to search the entire universe. So basically, I guess that more applies to do alien, but like for instance, say someone says, "Oh, dragons don't exist." Well, technically, they can't be 100% true because we don't have the capacity to check everywhere in the universe. So for us to say that there are no aliens on Earth, well, we haven't checked all of the Earth.
That's
We haven't
true.
checked, science may be pointing that they're not, but there are also the skeptics out there that have had, their own alien encounters. So it's a really interesting thought to unlock, I guess, in your brain when you think about, I forget what it's called. It's some fallacy or something, maybe, or something. But it's just, I learned it in Intro to Philosophy, but just about how nothing is false technically, because we can't truly prove that it is. Where we can prove that something is true, for instance, we're recording this podcast right now, that's true,
It
you know,
is.
but dragons could exist somewhere.
That could also
And
be
we don't
true.
know what's under the seas. Maybe there are aliens under the sea. Or maybe they're under Citadel Hill. Have we ever checked there? Have we ever
No.
checked on Citadel Hill for aliens? Just
Okay.
saying. Like, literally just saying. I don't know. I don't know, fam. But yeah, interesting little thought-provoking statement and contemplation for y'all this week. We do have a last one, which is a fun one. Our goddamn bad words, goddamn shit bad. It doesn't make sense, but I just wanted to put them in there. Our bad words bad is our last debate question.
I mean, they're only bad because we said they're
Yeah,
bad.
and I mean, depending on the category of bad word, yeah, there are the discriminatory ones that are particularly,
Bad,
but
yeah.
it's in the context that I usually use bad words. Like, I'm not a person that goes around and like cusses people out or says like someone's, being an asshole. I don't even really say people are being assholes. I just kind of say like, and I mean, yeah, we just did a whole episode on like, are they the asshole? But I just mean like, I'm genuinely not a person that fosters bad energy, I don't believe. And so, or I try not to anyway. So for me to use bad words, I think a lot of people think that they're just a lot worse than they are. In conversation, if we don't have the right words to express ourselves, then yeah, like I think it's all right to let a little F-bomb or two loose,
Me too. I say a lot of F-bombs. Sometimes it just adds more oomph to throw in a bad word.
No, it does. And I mean, is it just because they're bad words? Like, who knows? But at the same time, I think growing up in the society that we do, and yeah, we all swear, whether we pretend to be polite or not around people. Yeah, and what is politeness in this society?
Yeah,
This
so
isn't,
true. So
table
true.
manners Victorian society anymore. I think to hell with bad words, except for the ones that harm people, which can be all of them. But yeah. I say, fuck yeah. Honestly,
Fuck
no,
yeah.
because yeah,
Yeah.
I don't think bad words are bad. I think that humans are bad, and yeah. Humans are
Yeah.
controlling and they like to make us think things that aren't even true. And so I think that if the sooner that we let loose and realize those truths about human consciousness, and the sooner we unlock the next level of human consciousness, because we're already on that, we already discussed this, we're on the next level already, but then what about the next level? We're gonna unlock. Don't stop till you get enough, as Michael Jackson once said, and we haven't gotten enough yet. Hearts like that.
Period.
Thanks. Did I fry your brain? Just
Yeah.
a little bit. I think now you have to go to boot camp here soon. That sounds like so intense. Is it boot camp tonight?
Yeah.
Should I go to a workout boot camp, not an actual boot camp? That'd be kind of funny though. Sarah's going getting sent away to boot camp again. For saying too many bad words this week. No. So I mean, we'll wrap things up for this week. I do have to ask if you have any bops of the week though.
Yeah, I do. So my bop of the week is Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. I can't remember if we were talking about it on the podcast or just in person,
No. Yeah,
but
you sent me. Sorry, I'll let you speak.
I was just going to say, I was saying how I haven't really gotten into Boy Genius. And then after I said that, I was like, oh, maybe I'll listen to some of their songs. That's how I stumbled upon this
No,
one.
it's so valid. I'm a big Phoebe Bridgers fan, and I just haven't gotten around to sit with the full album that they released yet. However, I was meaning actually, I went to scroll through our texts earlier just to see what the song was that you recommended by Boy Genius to listen to it to give it another shot. I'll have to after this episode just to see. But I think that's a very valid and very nice bop of the week, Sarah.
Thank
My bop
you.
of the week, let me see, is. Okay, yeah, my bop of the week is currently trending on TikTok. It's Hot to Go by Chappell Roan. You know the song?
Can you sing it?
HOTTOGO, you can take me hot to go.
Don't think I've ever heard that before.
Well, it's a banger, and you should listen to it. We love it. Little
Okay.
lesbian mama singer.
Mom.
We love it. No, yeah, it's just a banger. It's just a fun song. Yeah, so I just wanted to say go listen to some good tunes that make you feel good, everyone, and have a great week. We have some fun, exciting guests coming up next week.
Yeah, let's
Looking forward to
go.
that, and then the week after as well. And then we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary of this podcast as well. And we're coming up on season two, which we have some things in the works for. Nothing crazy, but a little something something. So go have fun at boot camp, Sarah, and go kick ass,
Thank you,
listeners,
Kale.
and Sarah as well. And we will chat with you next week.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Bye.
Aliens are all around us.